A new British costume drama debuts on Hulu tonight. But if this genre is not your cup of tea, don't tune out just yet. This is not Masterpiece Theater. The series, called Harlots, follows a female brothel owner and her daughters in 18th century London. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says the show's producers have excelled at crafting a modern story about the world's oldest profession. And we should warn you, this story does have some frank language about sex.
From the first episode, the action in Harlots poses a bold question. What would a TV show about prostitution look like if the creators and producers were mostly female? What it isn't, especially in the opening moments, is subtle. Consider this scene, where the ladies working in the brothel are reading reviews of their, services in a book published in 1763, written as a sort of Yelp for prostitution.
Let's see what's in here about you girls. Miss Fanny Lambert, the very thing in winter for those who love a fat, jolly girl, a fine, bouncing, crummy wench, and not a miss in summer, barring perspiration.
Does it say I stink?
Spire doesn't mean sting.
Yeah, it does.
Harlots is a show created by two women, Moira Buffini and Allison Newman. Unlike most shows, Harlots features a mostly female creative team of producers, directors, and writers. The result is a series that avoids the temptation of focusing on nude bodies and sex, which is arguably the way male producers have treated prostitutes in shows like Game of Thrones and Deadwood. Instead, we see Oscar nominee Samantha Morton as Margaret Wells. She's a madam who sees prostitution as a route to financial independence at a time when women had to surrender their wealth to their husbands when they got married. And she's not above teasing a rich customer by previewing when she will auction off her teenage daughter's virginity.
I'm soon taking a fine new house. When we're settled there, I'll be taking sealed bids for Lucy's virginity.
£25 to have her now.
Sealed bids? As I did for Charlotte, my older daughter. She is one of the brightest stars in London's firmament. And I intend no less for Lucy.
These aren't exactly hookers with a heart of gold, but from Margaret's point of view, she's done her daughter Lucy a great service. She's waited to induct her into the business, even though she herself was sold to a madam at a much younger age.
My mother took me down St. Martin's Lane. She'd spent every last farthing on her gin, the slut. She sold me to a board for a pair of shoes. I was 10.
Harlots is mostly about women making supremely difficult choices at a time when they had few options. According to a graphic at the beginning of the first episode, 1 in 5 women worked in the profession in England at that time. It's kind of the anti-Downton Abbey. That point's driven home when you see Downton alum Jessica Brown Finley. She played doomed daughter Sybil Crawley on that show as Margaret Wells' older daughter, Catherine. Here, Catherine speaks up for her mother, who's on trial for running a disreputable board or brothel.
We are pursued and harried like prey.
That's right.
My mother protects her girls because the law does not. Charlotte, sit down!
She is the exemplar of all the boards in London.
In your own words, you have admitted that your mother is a common board.
Whoops. Maybe she would have been better off keeping quiet just then. The show cheekily explores lots of topics, from the tension between religion and sex, to the patriarchal power of a culture where men could plan their trips to the brothels right in front of their wives. Most importantly, this show, created with a female gaze, keeps its sights set on the humanity of its female characters, despite their struggles working in an inhumane business. I'm Eric Deggans.